Hi gang, Wayne McPhail here. I'm just responding to the Tim Hortons response to the concern about them sponsoring an event in Rhode Island by an anti-gay, anti-lesbian group in Rhode Island. The response came pretty late in the game, as Ian Capstick pointed out in his blog post yesterday. Even though there was a Twitter account for Tim Hortons, or a Tim Hortons spokesperson, that voice was absent from the discussion. The final posting that they made yesterday did the right thing. It withdrew support for the organization on the grounds that Tim Hortons normally doesn't sponsor lobby groups or political groups, and certainly this group was a strong lobby group, a voice against gay marriage and gay couples, which is unfortunate. So the problem is this, though, that their response was classic PR, said very little, took no responsibility really, and used a very generic reason for not supporting the group. Mentioned nothing about the discussion at all on Twitter, and wasn't specific about the gay lesbian issue. And, you know, I think that's fair enough in the sort of historic world of PR. But the world's changed. And the reason that I'm responding now is yesterday I emailed Tim Hortons expressing my concern about their support, which they've now withdrawn. And the response back I got was, "Dear valued customer," and a boilerplate, which was word for word the copy that's on the website. So, again, no personal connection, no discussion. And that might seem historically like a good PR response, but in a world where people are engaged in actual conversations with one another, with human beings, I don't think that works anymore. And I think that organizations like Tim Hortons have to change their tactic if they're actually really going to connect with their audience. Because I don't feel like I connected at all with Tim Hortons in this exchange. I complained to them. I didn't get a personal response back. And the response I got back was just boilerplate that really didn't address the issue, although it mentioned what was being done. So I think it's still a bit of a fail for Tim Hortons and a lot of organizations that don't seem to have grasped that we're in an age of conversation, not just an age of dictating press releases and passing that off as some kind of discussion. For waitandsee.com, I'm Wayne McPhail. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.